Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's June 18, 2014, and this is episode 426. This week, I talk about the idea of creating an introduction video for your website and services, as well as some thoughts on time management mistakes that I sometimes make. Also, some exciting news about a new education platform called the Arcanum, which I've just joined as a master. Okay, so a few various thoughts and updates this week, though the main theme today is thoughts surrounding a time management mistake that I often make and which led to this week's episode being a couple of days late. First of all, I guess I should start with some background so that this all makes sense. If you're a member of the MBP Google Plus community, a few days ago you might have noticed a discussion about me joining the Arcanum as a master. The Arcanum is a new education platform created by Trey Ratcliffe, and Trey calls it a magical academy for the mastery of the art. I just finished fast-tracking through the training process and have started to send out invitations to people to join my cohort, and I can't wait to get started. If you haven't heard of the Arcanum yet, go and check it out at thearcanum.com, and Arcanum is spelled A-R-C-A-N-U-M. And if you'd like to join my cohort, I can't promise anything, especially because it's probably going to be full by the time you listen to this. There's only 20 apprentices in each cohort. But if you want to join, then drop me a line and I'll, you know, if someone either drops out, or I, you know, as people progress through to the higher spheres, spaces will open up. So let me know if you'd like to join, and I'll check out your profile and see if you might be a match for a future spot. Anyway, in preparation for becoming a master, I had to create a Meet Martin Bailey video to add to the grand library, and as I'm always trying to think of ways to maximize my investment in time on projects that I undertake, I figured that if I'm going to be creating an introduction video, I could reuse the bulk of the video to add a short introduction to the About page on my website. If I recall correctly, I think it was Frederick Van Johnson, my friend over on the TWIP podcast, that had mentioned in the past how effective a marketing tool having a video on your About page can be. And I've been meaning to create one ever since, so this seemed like a good time to kill two birds with one stone. I got all of the preparation done on Sunday and recorded the video first thing Monday morning, including an alternative ending. The first bulk of the video was to show viewers what they would learn from me in the Arcanum, and the second ending finished the video with me running people through where they can go on my site to find the podcast episodes, buy fine art prints, and check out my tours and workshops, etc. I used a simple teleprompter application from the Apple App Store to gradually scroll through a script that I'd written in large characters on a computer display, and I put that as close to the camera but behind it as I could, so that I could still read the script. You know, it needed to be sort of as close as possible, but if I get it too close, I couldn't read the script. So I'd sort of got that in position, and then I rolled down my black background in my studio, set up a camera, and started to record. This all went okay, although I couldn't avoid sort of looking off to the side of the camera to look at the teleprompter as I needed to read the script. But the video was shot and ready to edit relatively quickly. My plan was to edit the two copies of the video in the morning and then create this podcast that you're listening to right now in the afternoon to tell you about what I'd done. As you know, I was thinking that this is a good marketing tool, whether you own a business or you simply are trying to get the word out about your photography. I think it really helps to engage with your visitor on a higher level than simply having them read textures. You can see the video on the About page at martinbaileyphotography.com right now, you know, any time from now onwards. So go and take a look at that if you want to. But I embedded, you know, in the video a number of images and, you know, just so that people could see the sort of work that I do. And because, you know, this is really, it's marketing. It needs to be kind of an advertisement, not only for, you know, what people would learn from me in the Arcanum, but also to show new visitors to my website what I was all about. And I selected images in Lightroom as I edited and sent them across to Adobe Premiere Pro, added a little bit of animation and transitions. And in a relatively short time, I had my Meet Martin Bailey video ready. And apart from this being a relatively good marketing tool, I intended to talk about it this week from the perspective of maximizing our time investment, creating two videos almost for the price of one, as it were. But then things went a little bit wrong, and I have another lesson to talk about. I knew that this would happen, but I decided to go with it anyway. You might recall me mentioning that I'd been studying Apple's digital music software Logic Pro on lynda.com, and although this is only a hobby, I've invested, you know, a fair few hours in learning both the software and also as a hobby trying to play the piano, still pretty poorly, I should add. I had this tune in my head, though, that I just kept playing every time I wanted to try out new instruments in Logic, and I needed some background music for my video. You know what's coming, right? Yep, I thought it would be a good idea to finally create a track that I could use as background music for my video. It's also the music that played us in today, so if you're wondering why it's so crap, you now know. Really, I knew this was going to happen and be a real time sucker, but I decided to go for it. I told myself that if I couldn't get something knocked out in a couple of hours, I'd give in and use some stock music. But you probably know me better than that as well. Once I'd invested a couple of hours in this, I was close enough, holding up two fingers doing quotation marks here, close enough to have something half decent and too far into it to give in. And this is a dangerous place to be from a time management perspective. I'd got deadlines, albeit self-imposed, in that I tried to release the podcast on Mondays. This means that I have to flick the switch by Tuesday morning here in Japan for the people in the US to see it on Monday evening. Generally, though, I like to get this out by the end of my Monday so that the whole world has it ready when they wake up. And that went out of the window pretty quickly. I was to talk with the Arcanum team on Tuesday morning to get started with my cohort, and had promised to have my video in it uploaded and ready by then. That went out of the window too. But I was close to having something that I could use. I probably sunk, though, in total around 16 hours into that track by the time I'd mixed it and had something at least that I could use for the video BGM, you know, the background music. Granted, if these deadlines had been set in stone, I'd have probably not even tried to create the music. But I have to admit that I have a tendency to underestimate computer task time. I think we probably all do. It's like we work in dog years. They say that there are 7 dog years to 1 of our years. And that means that my 16 hours in reality was not far off my optimistically estimated time to bang out some music. I thought it was going to take me 2 to 3 hours. It's much easier to estimate computer time for tasks that we are accustomed to performing. I know, for example, that it takes me roughly half a day to prepare my books to visit our accountant. If I have been on a tour or so and I've got a bit of a backlog, it might take me a little bit longer, but You know, generally, I know roughly how long that's going to take me. I know that it takes me most of Monday, for example, to create and release a podcast most weeks. Remember a few weeks ago when I changed the theme on our website and I struggled with it for a number of days? Well, I've changed WordPress themes a number of times and I know it's a big job, but I'm always overly optimistic, hoping that this time will be different. I really didn't have time to make that change recently due to other commitments, and it caused me to give up on some valuable family time, which I paid for dearly later. I remember last year, I'd been really good at getting my preparation for the Namibia trip done, and I'd got plenty of time to spare. And I think it was a Saturday night, as I settled to spend some valuable time with my wife before leaving her alone for almost 3 weeks. And I must have gotten a little bored as we watched the TV or something, because the thought crossed my mind to see if there were any cool themes out there that I might use. After spending some time looking around, despite my better judgment, I bought a new theme and started to switch. Because I didn't have that much time on my hands, I didn't set up a local server to test the new theme. I decided to just install and switch to see how it looked. And it actually wasn't that bad, but once you start to change options, it can take a lot longer to actually put your site back to the old theme than it does to plow forward and finish the job. Needless to say, I spent the whole of Saturday evening, right through till bedtime, working on the switch, and much of Sunday getting the site looking as good as I needed it to in the time that I had. Also, needless to say, I was in the doghouse, which was quite appropriate, I guess, because I'd been working in those dog years. None of us have much time on our hands, and making time for hobbies and photography, you know, be it your work or on a hobby, and work as well, and then family time, it's all a juggling act with trade-offs to be made and prioritization to be done between the various tasks that we have on our plate and that family time. I'm generally quite good at managing my time, and I think I get a lot done with the time that I have, but this is still one area where I just don't seem to learn. Thinking about it, there's a connection between my mess up this week and my pre-Namibia theme switch, and most other similar mistakes that I've made. I tend to make these mistakes more when I have a little bit of time on my hands. Last week, I handed off some Future Craft and Vision Photograph magazine articles and completed a large print order for a customer. And although I always have a full task list, I had a little bit of flexibility, which is why I decided to indulge my music hobby. There's another negative side effect to doing work this way, though, and that is that although I didn't have much pressure on me time-wise, I didn't really have enough time to make as good a job of the music or the video as I'd like. I had just enough time to try, but not really enough time to hit it out of the park, and that knocks me too. Either way, I've realised that when I'm running at full speed, I make less time management mistakes. It's only when I slow down a little and start that I start to falter. I probably work at my most efficient when I'm under pressure. We probably all do. Where that pressure comes from probably makes the difference between feeling the pressure as a negative force or a healthy driving force. Right now, I set my own goals and do work that I love. And because I do work that I love, I want to do as much of it as I can. And so, although I sometimes feel a little overwhelmed, it's not a negative influence. It really just keeps driving me forward, albeit with a few hiccups here and there. My main problem is that I find it hard to just sit and relax. There's probably a personal trait name for this, I'm sure, but I have to be doing something all the time, and that's why I feel uncomfortable with these little pockets of free time that I really should spend with my wife more often. I'd promised to take a day off this week and go to a movie or a local park, but that kind of went out of the window with my little music project too. I put too much stress on her and I need to change that. I've seen the signs a number of times and I know when I'm making this mistake, before I even make it. From now on, I'm going to try really hard to resist the temptation to fill every bit of free time that I make with jobs that don't necessarily need to be done, at least not right now. I hopefully will be able to stay married a little bit longer if I do that. And you won't have to wait an extra few days for the podcast or be played out by corny 70s synthesizer songs. Hey, it's in my DNA, what can I say? See you next week.